You have covered many of the previous rallies and marches organised by the Palestine Action Group over the last 2 years, including the huge march across the Harbour Bridge. As you walked around yesterday, what was different in the way that police and protesters engaged? And could this have been averted?
I think it could have been averted. We've seen the Palestine Action Group hold almost near weekly rallies for the past 2 years, and those have been peaceful. They're family-friendly events. And the Assistant Commissioner, Peter McKenna, he often talks about how he has had a good relationship, negotiations with this protest group to organise and facilitate peaceful march after peaceful march. What's allowed them to do that is this Form 1 process that the government has removed from certain areas. So there's now no way for the police, for organisers to negotiate with police through this formalised system in specific areas. And I think that had people been allowed to march, had people been able to express that frustration against Herzog's visit, what they came to do, they would have felt they would have achieved that by marching to state parliament. It would have been a protest perhaps that looked like any other Palestine Action Group protest that we've seen over the past 2 years. And I think that what the police and the government sometimes fail to recognise is that in their act of trying to curtail these protests, trying to shut it down, we saw it with the Sydney Harbour Bridge protest, they're actually encouraging more people to come. I had a conversation with a lot of people who had said, I didn't plan to go, but when I found out that there was this pushback on it, I want to come now. I'm sure that a lot of people felt that way. And so I think that the government and the police need to recognise how these anti-protest legislations and police tactics are actually creating an environment in which there will be a flashpoint.
Jordan, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Police have now charged 9 people with offences, including assaulting a police officer and hindering or resisting law enforcement. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget you can subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.